This is the Mula Mantra. I wanted to go over the Mula Mantra with you so you could actually hear some phonetic pronunciation of it. I can understand if you've never seen a Sanskrit phrase before, it could seem a little intimidating. So let's just go over it together, really simply, really casually. And if you like, you can repeat after me, or you can just listen to me saying the words. And it's Om Sat Chit Ananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. So you have an understanding in a worksheet in your resources section of what all these things mean. So I would love for you to study that if this resonates with you. Although I will say you don't need to study it and learn what it means line by line. Just to have an awareness of it is going to be enough for it to permeate your cells and being. So let me take a few moments. I'm going to give you a very typical standard melody that's attached to this. Many times when people sing this mantra, this is the most often used melody line. That being said, you know, if you want to make up your own melody, and there are many versions of this, you can search on iTunes or anywhere online and find some really fun versions, everything from like total Brazilian dancey stuff to really kind of quiet versions and everything in between. So, but I'll give you the main melody line in case you want to learn that for yourself. And it sounds like this. Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om. Now you could easily just go through that one time. Many oftentimes it's repeated with the three times at the end, which is why I wanted to include it that way. And now we also included just a little loop of me doing it back to back. So that way, if you want to practice it, you can sing along with me. I know whenever I was memorizing things, that's what I would do. I would record something, I'd put it on my iPod, and I would listen to it over and over and over again until it was kind of sunken into myself. Ready to do that. Namaste.